Okay, so really disturbing Jez Watch. Jez Watch is something that I started seeing Jezebel, that religious harlot spirit that is there that seduces the Lord's servants to sin. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. That is that mother of harlots, that Babylonian Jezebel wicked spirit that is there. And this article that I'm going to read to you, this mom sings a creepy lullaby. She says her baby gave her before she aborted her. Now, I want you to listen to this, and I hope you can hear it. Sadly, this is disgusting, and then we'll give some comment on this, you know. But here's the thing I want you to understand. This woman is talking about necromancy. She's talking about speaking to spirits, speaking to her beyond the veil. This is witchcraft. This is going on, and there are clergy that are a part of this. I guess I'm going to read you the article first, and then we'll get to that. A pro-life group has released an unbelievable video of a mother signing a creepy, singing a creepy lullaby that her baby gave her before she killed her baby in an abortion. The woman sang the song recently at a blessing of a local abortion clinic in Ohio by pro-abortion clergy. Remember those Jezebels I told you about? Those ones yeah, that's them. They're back. In Columbus, Ohio, that image of a mother soothing her child through song was flipped on its head at a shocking pro-abortion rally. One mother at the rally recounted her abortion by singing a lullaby she said her baby sent to her while she was in the waiting room preparing to kill the child. Now let's stop there for a second because this is how witchcraft works. It is the complete opposite of truth. And it is a distortion of the truth in such a demonic way. For instance, Jezebel was the one that blasphemed the Lord, but she blamed Naboth for blaspheming the Lord. But she was the one really doing it. So here's a lady, right? And I use that loosely. Here's a wicked woman, a wicked Jezebel, that is coddling a baby in her arm or in her mind. She is coddling a baby in her mind while she is planning on aborting this baby. So what she is saying is that mothers, they don't really love their babies, that hold their babies and sing them lullabies. I love my baby because I killed my baby and my baby gave me a song. No, that would be devils. That would be a devil that gave you that song. You say, well, I'll have you listen in her own words. In Columbus, Ohio, this is where it took place. The mother was one of several speakers at the so-called Blessing of Your Choice Healthcare, a non-surgical abortion facility in Columbus, Ohio. The blasphemous event included not only women talking about their abortions, but also clergy members calling on God to bless the murder of babies and praising those who kill them. Before singing the lullaby, actually a Beatles song, the mother in the video explains she had visions and conversations with the baby in her womb before the abortion. These visions, according to the mother, culminated in the baby sending her a lullaby moments before she was killed to tell her mom, "It's okay." Now, let me help you. The Bible says, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God." For many false prophets have went out, many false spirits have went out, many antichrists are there in the land. That was not the voice of that baby. That was the voice of a devil because you were sacrificing a baby to Lucifer. That's exactly what was happening. Now listen to this.
There is only a thin veil or door that separates the living from the other side. And so, about 2 weeks before my abortion was scheduled, I started having visions and talking to the spirit of the child that I believe had come to me. And I remember in the clinic when I was waiting for the operation or the procedure, a song came to me in my head, and out of nowhere. And there was a pretty little lullaby that came to me, and I just wanted to sing it to you. And I knew it was from the spirit of...
Hang on. It wasn't out of nowhere. Let's make sure we understand this correctly. I just stopped the video for a second. It wasn't out of nowhere. No, it was from somewhere. Nothing comes out of nowhere. Things don't come out of nowhere, excuse me. They don't come out of nowhere. No, they came from somewhere. It came from a devil. It came from the devil speaking to you, lady. It didn't come out of nowhere. Well, out of nowhere, this came to me. No, that's called the spirit of Antichrist. That's the spirit of murder. That you see how this Jezebel is trying to make it look like abortion is the most loving, kind thing? Sounds like Margaret Sanger. She said the same exact thing. The most loving thing a big African-American family can do is to put to death its child. Yeah, that's what she said, because she was a Jezebel. Listen up.
Child saying, it's okay. So you may recognize the song, and it goes, who knows how long I loved her? You know I love you still. I will wait alone in nighttime. If you want me to, I will. Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. And I truly felt that it was a blessing from the spirit to make the decision that I needed to make.
You felt like it was a blessing from the spirit? Yeah, from what spirit? That's why the Bible says to try the spirits whether they are of God. Because that wasn't a blessing from the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, I believe it was a spirit, a blessing. I'm using that. It's a curse, actually. But what they see, witches see that as a blessing. We see it as a curse. It was a curse from a spirit. It was the curse of Cain, the curse of murder that rose up, the curse of wickedness and abominations. See, this religious spirit is carrying on. I'm telling you, folks, they're making these abortionists look like these Christian, and I'm using that in quotes, and they're making them look like martyrs, like these poor women. No, they're not victims. You murdered your baby, and I think it's interesting to note that she wasn't singing when she was singing. She wasn't singing to a clump of cells. No, she actually knew that she was killing a baby. Do you see that? Yeah. See, only witches use language like it's used in the pro-choice. It's just a fetus type. No, you know it's a baby. You know you're murdering a baby. You all know full well that's what you're doing. And that's what this woman is doing. But these are religious people that are holding these things. This woman sings a sick lullaby about murdering her baby, and thinks that her baby gave her the spirit. I was in communication with the spirit of my baby. No, you were in communication with devils, and you followed them, and you murdered your baby. Now, there is forgiveness of sins for those that commit abortion. Jesus Christ can wipe away your sins. Jesus Christ can forgive your sins, and he can cleanse you of all your unrighteousness. He can make you whole again. If you'll repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone, you can be forgiven of your sins and cleansed of your unrighteousness. If you don't know how to do that, go listen to a video that I did or a sermon that I preached called The Gospel, which is able to save your soul. In there, the gospel's in there, its entirety of how a man can be and a woman can be born again by the Spirit of God. That's my prayer. But for this Jez Watch, I just thought I'd bring it to you just so you understand. This is the religious spirit that's out there. We've got to guard against it, preach against it, warn against it.